growing on his land. The farmer, San Von Dong, purchased a farm which became part of a multi-million dollar cannabis operation run by organized crime. The 53-year-old pleaded guilty to 2 counts of permitting use of place of producing a dangerous drug. Dung was sentenced to 2 years jail time, suspended after serving 3 months.
Queensland is set for widespread rainfall in the coming days due to the record-breaking winter heat. Bureau of Meteorology Senior Meteorologist Harry Clark says that July is typically one of the drier months and it is unusual to have wet weather. With 2 widespread rain bands set to move across Queensland by the weekend, bringing up to 100 millimetres of rain, Queenslanders will also notice a drop in the temperature.
In national news, Australian archaeologists have confirmed the existence of Australia's deepest known ancient Aboriginal site. The Flinders University scientists recently discovered 4 stone artefacts 14 metres underwater off the coast of Western Australia. Archaeologist Chelsea Wiseman says it's a significant and rare discovery.
A group of protesters have been arrested in Tasmanian's forest after protesting the logging of the swift parrot habitat. Protester and photographer Rob Blaker says the forest was a foraging and feeding habitat for the birds, and their population is down to just 750 after the logging. While the parrots were not in the forest at the time of the logging, experts say the species cannot afford to lose its Tasmanian summer habitat.
In international news, a Florida study published on Monday found dolphins use baby talk just like humans. The study found female bottlenose dolphins change their tone to a higher pitch when addressing their calves. The findings come after a 30-year study of 19 mother dolphins in Florida's Saratosa Bay.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.